This is Dick Zetterquist with my 12th audio podcast called Floating Down. It's an audio update to a previous written blog. No wonder when we look up to the skies, we call it heaven. We owe everything to the heavens, from which everything came. The grains of space rock and dust, which accreted to form our planet 4.5 billion years ago. The comets, which brought us our water and oceans. The sunlight, which nourished the first primitive plants and algae in our oceans, producing life-giving oxygen. We even owe the malevolent space rock that impacted the Earth, wiping out the dinosaurs, allowing a new species to inherit the Earth. Without this, there would never have been the rise of mammals and human life on Earth. We would never have been able to contemplate the sources of our existence and all the things, including feathers, which float down from the sky. From the skies and the stars, we receive the gifts of life and intelligence, gifts we cherish, honor, and protect. We celebrate these gifts through our human and global connection called love. I can't think of anything better than love that connects us together under a common sky and heaven. I'm taking my annual vacation from blogging and podcasting for a while, recharging my batteries. Coming up with something new every 2 weeks is a challenge. I do look to my readers for their input. Hint, hint. I'm also moving my volunteer secular prison ministry to a new venue, from a medium to a minimum security prison. I'm sure I'll have something to say about that when I get back. Whatever an inmate's history, they all need help in changing their lives and re-entering society. In Europe, the incarceration rate is 10% of that in the U.S. The European system is based on rehabilitation and success, not warehousing and failure. We can't financially afford to lock up the high number of non-violent offenders that we do. When my batteries are up to 100%, I'll start the process again. While I'm recharging, check out all my blogs and podcasts. You may have missed some. Here we go. Look up into the sky. You may be amazed by what you see. Until the next time, keep looking up. You can hear the complete audio podcast on iTunes at Reflections and Stories Along the Way and at my website at dickzetterquist.com. Here we go. Floating down. 2 years ago, my wife and I made a 6,400-mile road trip. In Illinois, we visited my old friend, Bud. During the worst of my emotional breakdown 39 years ago, he was my sounding board on our daily lunchtime walks. He helped me take my mind off my troubles. Bud is an expert on birds of prey and low-speed aerodynamics. Much of our conversation turned to the beauty in the skies. We talked a lot about the soaring of gliders and birds. To this day, my attention is focused upwards, looking for birds of prey. If you look, you will find them everywhere. I've learned a lot about humility watching the skies. The top of the bird pecking order is the lowly sparrow. The sparrow chases and pecks the crows, which harass the hawks, which harass the mighty eagles. Although as individuals, we are only 1/1,000,000,000th on this planet, we are all important in the scheme of things. I've also learned that our very existence we owe to the skies. Bud, who used to fly hang gliders, fixed-wing gliders, and private planes, now spends his quality retirement time with a club of enthusiasts who fly radio-controlled model planes and gliders. The planes are green and very quiet, meaning they are battery, not gasoline-powered. The club even has radio-controlled, battery-powered planes for towing model gliders to altitude. Bud's garage is full of model aircraft and gliders. His cellar workshop, looks like a miniature version of the legendary Lockheed Martin experimental aircraft, Skunk Works. Bud told me about a very special day at his club's flying field. He had arrived early in the morning. The field was blanketed in fog with zero visibility and zero wind. It would soon burn off. He thought about his day and friends who would soon arrive. He thought about his hobby as a teenager, caring for and training birds of prey, including hawks and falcons, which also fly on silent wings. As my friend stood there contemplating past and future, he happened to look up into the brightening mist. A speck, like a floater one might see in the vitreous humor of the eye, appeared in his vision. The speck grew larger. Slowly spiraling down was a down feather from a bird flying above the fog. The feather, dislodged from a passing bird, maybe from an encounter with another feathered friend or foe, floated down, almost touching his face, and then landed at his feet. A message from above that mysteries often come to us out of nowhere. The messenger had left its calling card. We look up to the skies for enlightenment and inspiration. You will see your past and future. On a guy's only weekend in Vermont, long before he moved to Illinois, my friend came down with a debilitating stomach bug. I spent the night emptying a wastebasket at the side of his bed. I'm thinking, I've been in this same small room with this guy all night. I'm sure to be the next victim. Nothing makes me sicker than throwing up. It didn't stop me from taking care of him. My only revenge was calling him a big baby when I was in the depths of despair during my emotional breakdown. He had given me comfort when I was at my worst, including giving me a hard time if that was what I needed. Thank goodness for good friends and the love and wisdom they share with others. Thank goodness for what they teach us about life and ourselves. It takes intelligent beings to find, and articulate God. However we receive the spark of life, we should honor, rejoice, protect, and share it. I call it love. We were given a golden opportunity not to be wasted. Life came from the skies, from the planetary dust and debris that formed our Earth, and the meteors and comets that showered our Earth with water and the complex organic chemical building blocks of life. Light and energy came from the sun, driving the organizing forces of life, driving photosynthesis and the formation of plants and life sustaining oxygen. We gain information and knowledge, secrets of the universe, by looking up. Inspiration comes to us like a feather from the skies, falling down at our feet. Until next time, keep looking up.